If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
They were looking for just relief from the worldly oppression of the Romans. They did not get that the Messiah would become the guilt offering, taking the sins of all upon himself to the sacrificial altar, redeeming the world. Their vision was too small.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, remember your commencement from high school? Well, I sure don't. Well, I remember just a few things. One of them was a phrase that my friend, the valedictorian, said in his speech. His name was Neil Lewis, and he was valedictorian because his twin brother, Ed, was overseas in Austria being a foreign exchange student, but they both had a perfect GPA, so it was moot. But Neil, who was a Christian, got up and made a somewhat typical speech, which I don't remember, and then talked about Jesus. He said that people ought to try Jesus, and then he used the metaphor of a ripe strawberry, saying that it was tough to describe the taste of a strawberry, but everyone ought to try it. You'll like it. So he said, try him. You'll like him. I was proud of Neil that day. Well, the commencement came and went. I don't know if what Neil said made any difference in anyone's life, but I have used it to encourage others to make a decision to let Christ in many times. We will go through many commencements in our lives, I believe, even beyond high school or college. There are many beginnings. That's what commencement means, after all. Well, we're going to talk about one of those for Jesus today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, let's listen to the group Big Daddy Weave remind us of what God has in mind for us. Love come to life.
On the inside, wondering about this heart of mine. I've been desperately trying to find a way to prove that I'm still alive. Has the love I speak so loudly of quietly grown cold? Has my life been an empty voice? What I say needs to be seen.
Bring your love to life inside.
In the Gospel of Mark, in the Bible, Mark says in chapter 1, verse 14, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come and follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Well, we're picking up the account after Mark, who, by the way, is getting this from Peter while the two of them are in Rome in Peter's last days before he's martyred, that after Mark writes about John the Baptist preaching, proclaiming Jesus' soon appearance, and then baptizing Jesus before Jesus goes into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. That's where we're picking up. You could even say that along with this, the whole childhood, adolescence, teen years, and early manhood with Mary and Joseph and his whole family. Where Mark picks it up is Jesus's last bit of schooling, his finals before that all-important launch of his ministry. He grew in nurture and admonition of God the Father. He passed all his tests with flying colors. No errors. He was faultless. Then he waited his turn while his cousin John finished his work, that is John the Baptist. Then he began his commencement speech. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Of course, that was his message for the rest of his life on earth. But isn't that what a really great commencement message should be? Something that defines the message for, if not the rest of your life, a significant direction for the future? So Jesus begins with this commencement speech with a clear declaration. The time is now. This was Jesus' message then, following up on John's preparation, leading people to repentance to receive forgiveness. Jesus is saying that at that very point in time, the interjection of salvation through his death on the cross and his resurrection to new life was God's signature act to bring his kingdom. The kingdom of God is near. It's close. It's about to arrive. So looking ahead to the cross, Jesus says to the people then, you no longer have to wait. The relief from sin is almost here. Repent, believe, follow me, the one and the only one who can bring this about. Boy, that certainly was a bold proclamation. John the Baptist had said that Jesus, the Christ, that is the Messiah, was coming and that he would be more filled with power and baptize people with the Holy Spirit of God. The people were indeed looking for the Messiah to come to rescue them. But their point of view was too limited. They were looking for just relief from the worldly oppression of the Romans. They did not get that the Messiah would become the guilt offering, taking the sins of all upon himself to the sacrificial altar, redeeming their world. Their vision was too small. So Jesus' bold proclamation didn't even get the affirmation that John received. People were ready to repent if it would bring the conquering Messiah, but only a few would follow Jesus, like Peter and Andrew, James and John. If the message was, the kingdom is near, follow me to the cross. But whether everyone understood it or not, this was still good news. That is the gospel. And those that began to follow him on that commencement time, that commencement day, didn't always understand that they were headed toward a cross, but some had inklings. Many fell away later. Yet most of those, like Andrew and Peter, James and John, continually reaffirmed that early decision to repent, believe, drop their nets, their work, and follow Jesus. So how about you? It's nearly 2,000 years later, and now the cross and the entrance, the commencement of the kingdom, has already taken place. Salvation is right there in front of you. And one day, Jesus will return, and the final realization of the kingdom will be in place. Are you ready? Are you ready? You know you can be. Pray with me. Give yourself to Jesus right now. You can pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, like those early disciples, I may not totally understand everything, but I want to follow you. Please forgive me of my sin and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Willington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Willington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week, the same time, for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.